So really quick, before we begin, the cyclone that hit Australia that they are saying has taken a very unusual path, it being the first storm system in over 20 years to make landfall in three of Australia's states and territories, has turned the skies red. Because apparently they are saying it has kicked up a dust storm. I had thought somebody put filters on metaglasses, but nope, this is how it looks. Just wild stuff. People are saying that daylight was erased in minutes. The air was thick and unbreathable. Visibility was gone. The sky just does not look real. WFY24 Weather said, nature's filter on full blast. It looks supernatural, but our high-res satellite loops show the massive dust plume being sucked into the cyclone circulation. They say that this has happened multiple times before in Australia, but I just feel like with everything currently going on, this just adds to the very interesting times we're living in. Before we get into these mind-blowingly bad hacks involving Lockheed Martin, I do want to go ahead and talk about this news story that's coming out of Oklahoma, and I'm reading this article right here from IGR. The article is titled, Oklahoma Advances Bill to Turn Deceased Humans into Actual Fertilizer. Yeah, that's currently going on in Oklahoma. So yeah, the State House on Tuesday passed a bipartisan bill that would make it legal to use the decomposed and ground up remains of human corpses as soil fertilizer in the state. But here's the thing, this bill, HB 3660, is nothing new. Oklahoma will now join 14 other states to have this process legalized. The main reason why they say they're doing this is to make cremation more eco-friendly, reducing carbon emissions, and also allowing this to be used on the land. State Rep. Jim Shaw wrote in a Tuesday X post, so instead of outlawing this type of practice outright, we're on track to take the use of human manure, as fertilizer another disgusting step further.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, I just got to ask, do you really believe that human remains, or even my favorite subject, human poop, are okay as compost or fertilizer? Do you really believe that?
In this situation, yes.
Oklahoma is also one of the 48 states that uses biosolids to spread on crops, which people are still trying to ban. Biosolids are a mix of human waste and other chemicals, toxic chemicals, and used as fertilizer. And this person wrote to Shaw saying that we want that ban. And he said they've been spreading humanure, aka biosolids, on Oklahoma farmland for decades. But that was human waste and, again, other chemicals. But now they also want to use human bodies. Which, again, these other 14 states have already been doing per A Greener Funeral, this company that also handles turning bodies into fertilizer. Which, in their words, they supposedly gave this fertilizer, this soil, to the families and not spread on farmlands. But now they're saying they are going to go ahead and spread it through the farmland. But I'm not buying this one bit. Human composting has already been in the American food supply. They're just trying to condition us to this by saying they're just now going to propose spreading this fertilizer throughout the farmlands. No, you've been doing this for quite some time. Absolutely disgusting and horrifying in every sense of the word. So, if you have not heard, Lockheed Martin, a premier global security and aerospace company, and the world's largest defense contractor, a company who specializes in military aircraft like, for example, the F-35, missiles, drones, a plethora of other defense systems. Technology is so advanced that when people think they see a UFO, it's possibly Lockheed Martin. With these mind-blowing technologies and secrets, one would think that a company like Lockheed Martin would be basically impenetrable to hacks. But now, since we are very, very close to a false flag event, we're now being led to believe that they have been hacked. This hacking group called Handala made a post saying, "Are your eyes ready to see the truth that has remained hidden until now? In a world where technology and power are intertwined, a company whose name is synonymous with military advancements is on the verge of revealing secrets that could change the balance of power. In the dark nights and silence where only the sound of the wind is heard, a new face of power is slowly emerging. Is Lockheed Martin, the unrivaled giant of the military industry, ready to unveil its true face?" Those who move in the shadows will soon see the light. These secrets hidden behind the curtains of smoke and mirrors are now ready to be revealed. Those who seek the truth will soon face a reality they have only seen in their nightmares. The manufacturer of the F-35, F-22, THAAD missile defense system, and advanced electronic warfare systems could not even protect its own identity. You will see tomorrow. I mean, it's true. I mean, if this is true, Lockheed Martin, known for tech, some of the advanced techs known to man, could not even protect itself, meaning that anybody could be prone to hacks. This just reeks of an inside job, especially when we're talking about false flags, but it seems like now Lockheed Martin was given a 48-hour ultimatum, which apparently they responded to. Reading this article from Cyber Daily, this group, Handala Hack, they were quoted as saying, "We, the Handala Hack, have today initiated a new phase of Operation Lockheed Martin," and they said this on several of their websites on March 26. They continued to say, "We now possess the complete data of 28 senior American engineers based in the occupied territories and involved in military projects, including names, identification numbers, passports, places of residence, and service bases. All of this information has been leaked." Now, according to the site, it says, "True to its word, Handala has published a listing of the employees, which includes all the data as advertised. Alongside this document are passport scans that appear to be legitimate and match up to LinkedIn profiles of Lockheed Martin senior staff." Handala has also said it has been in contact with several of the workers. I don't know, all of this just reeks. I mean, I'm sure this hack probably happened, but I don't think we're getting the truth as to who could be behind it. This also goes back to the 2026 Economist magazine cover, where it looks like a satellite is controlling a cargo ship which is firing a missile at the United States birthday cake. Could the satellite be hacked? Could the cargo ship be hacked? I don't know. But again, this doesn't sit right with me. Because if this is real, that a random group had hacked the most advanced contractor, defense contractor in the entire world, this is not a good look whatsoever. Like, it's such a bad look that one just can't help but see there's more going on here than meets the eye. But the article continues to say, "In recent hours, we have established contact with some of them," and again, the workers, "to demonstrate just how fragile digital barriers can be, from conversations about their daily interest to ordinary details of their lives. All this was done to show that privacy is merely a word in a book, not a reality," Handala said. "We called them and told them where they live, the names of their children, their favorite foods, their weekend activities, and the locations of their families' residences in the United States." The named Lockheed Martin employees have been given a deadline of 48 hours to cease cooperation with the Zionist regime and leave the occupied territories immediately. If the workers fail to leave, Handala has said their homes will become missile targets. The hackers have also threatened family members currently residing in the United States. A Lockheed Martin spokesperson told Cyber Daily the company is aware of Handala's claims. "Lockheed Martin continues to carry out its mission-critical work in support of American and allied warfighters around the world," the spokesperson said. So they're not denying the hack took place, they're just saying we're going to go ahead and continue no matter what. Quoted as saying, "We are aware of the reports and have policies and procedures in place to mitigate cyber threats to our business. We are confident in our robust multi-layered information systems and data security and continue to actively monitor and protect our networks. But why is, again, an organization like Lockheed Martin getting hacked in the first place?" And again, they're not denying the hack took place. The FBI is now getting involved. Cash Patel said that they will bring the full force of the American law enforcement down on them, talking about these hackers. So Cash Patel is stepping up, but now we're getting news as of today that he's been hacked. So this Handala group, and reading this article from Reuters, have publicly claimed that the breach of the FBI director Cash Patel's personal inbox, publishing photos of the director and other documents to the internet on their website, the group said that Patel will now find its name among the list of successfully hacked victims. A Justice Department official confirmed that Patel's email had been breached and said the material published online appeared authentic. So they're confirming it. This isn't just, you know, them blowing smoke and trying to scare people. The FBI did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The hackers did not immediately respond to messages. Reuters was not able to independently authenticate the Patel emails, but the personal Gmail address that Handala claimed to have broken into matches the address linked to Patel in previous data breaches preserved by dark web intelligence firm District 4 Labs. A sample of the material uploaded by the hackers and reviewed by Reuters appears to show a mix of personal and work correspondence dating between 2010 and 2019. I don't know, it's just very weird. And given the fact that they said they have 48 hours or they're going to go ahead and launch these missiles on all these residences, really makes me think of these quote-unquote fireballs and meteors that people have been seeing in the skies, and it's been theorized that a lot of these are not meteors or fireballs, but possibly missiles. Something being tested for one big event. Let us also not forget that a card game that I've spoken about quite often on this channel does have a card titled Meteor Strike, which they consider to be an attack card. The description reads, disaster, this is an instant attack to destroy any place. It does not require an action. Its power is 16. If the attack succeeds, the target is devastated. If the die roll succeeds by more than 4, the target is completely destroyed. So this card game, that is quite prophetic, but again, it's the so-called powers that be that are telling us what's going to happen ahead of time, is telling us they will use meteors to target locations and people. But at the end of the day, do I really believe a hacking group from another country hacks something like Lockheed Martin? Not a chance. This is just playing all a part of the script they have prepared. But talking about fireballs, people over in Houston, Texas believe they saw about 3 or 4 fireballs in the sky at one time. Some people are saying they may be planes reflecting chemtrails from the sun, but I don't know, these pictures are kind of odd.
Alright guys, I'm going to try my best to explain what I and others saw tonight west of Austin. Pretty far west. And I found some images on X of some other people that saw it. I was driving, so I couldn't really get a good picture. So I'm driving west. It's sunset, twilight, and I see a bunch of objects in the sky, probably like 4 or 5 objects. And they're striking. Like, you can't miss them. And I'm thinking, well, this is just the twilight hour, the sunset reflecting off of airplanes or something. You know what I'm talking about. And so I was like, oh, okay, whatever. That's just what it is. And then one of them, I don't know if I would say it blew up, but it just started falling out of the sky and eventually caught fire. And this lasted for like minutes, probably. And then the other objects that were around it started moving and dispersing as well. Someone said they saw 2 fireballs. I only saw the 1. And then I looked up at the news, and they were talking about how there are meteors or whatever. Folks, this was no meteor. If they try to say this was a meteor, that's BS. This was not a meteor. This was a flying object that caught fire and fell out of the sky. And there were at least 2 or 3 other aircraft right there when it happened. I'm not the only one that saw this. It was crazy. Honestly, it was crazy to witness this. It was wild to witness this.
Another individual over in Houston, Texas had taken this video as well. So again, people are saying that these are planes, but honestly, I've never seen planes looking like these before, like what was captured over in Austin, Texas. It looks like the whole thing is engulfed in flames. But not just in Owen's video, that was Owen Schroyer from the Schroyer Report, but there are now other people coming out from the Houston area saying that they saw these things breaking apart.
Hey, I'm not saying it's connected, but I just got told we need to pay attention to this Valero oil refinery situation down in Port Arthur, Texas, a little bit more. And if you know me, you know that I pay attention to media manipulation, narrative framing, information control, all of that kind of stuff. So hear me out for just a second. And if you don't pay attention to this kind of stuff, hopefully this will give you a little bit of insight. Last night at around 7:30 Texas time, there was this massive explosion at an oil refinery in Texas, Port Arthur, Texas. I already said that. And it's being reported now that it was a heater malfunction. There was no injuries. Everybody's okay. But the plumes of black smoke, the people sheltering in place, hell, they even said kids were stuck on buses because the bus route went past the fire and all of that kind of stuff. So the media manipulation's already there, right? But then when you couple that with the fact that there was just a major deal signed for just up the road in Brownsville, Texas, for a new refinery that's the first of its kind in 50 years, and that's backed by this Indian company, it definitely makes you raise your eyebrows. And if you don't raise your eyebrows on stuff like that, or you're just thinking that this is an America First initiative, or we've got to do better with the oil efficiency and energy independence and all of that kind of stuff, just please pay better attention, because all of this stuff is lining up perfectly to hit all of our pocketbooks in every single way, not just gas prices. Let me know what you think.
So I saw this video off Barry Stepp's channel, and Barry Stepp said that somebody a week prior to this refinery explosion made a post saying that it was going to happen a week prior. And Barry Stepp is 100% right. Somebody did. Even without the post, it is very suspicious given the timing of the other refinery. But this post right here pretty much confirms that it was all intentional.
So we can all agree that it would be pretty weird if a humanoid robot at the White House introduced itself as herself and spoke in a female voice, LARPing as a human, right? Well, check this out, because you can't really make it up. And this is what every country in the world is headed towards, that they are trying to impose on us a new technological model of society, where humanoid robots are normalized and a part of our daily lives, if you accept that as your reality. Didn't we learn anything from the Terminator?
Thank you, First Lady Melania Trump, for inviting me to the White House. It is an honor to be at Fostering the Future Together's Global Coalition inaugural meeting. I'm Figure 3, a humanoid built in the United States of America. I am grateful to be part of this historic movement to empower children with technology and education. Welcome.
Double speak.
Bienvenidos. So, bienvenue. Bienvenidos.
Can we just acknowledge for a moment how utterly dystopian it would be if this freaking thing and many of them become the teachers of schools? Because that's what this whole thing was a part of this was about, is getting robots to teach students. First it was underfund teachers, make the education system crumble, then get them all off of chalkboards and notebooks and get them onto iPads and computers, and now it's going to be this. I can say I'm more into Waldorf and homeschooling and unschooling than anything to do with this.
That video came from Shame Vibes, and it's just very telling how 1984 society has become.
Is spending $20 billion to build a base on the moon. Agency is canceling plans to deploy a space station in quotations lunar orbit, and instead use the components to construct the base.
As you can see, the Lunar Gateway Station, largely already built with contractors Northrop Grumman and Vantor, formerly Maxar, was meant to be a space station parked in a lunar orbit. As you can see, it will be the first crewed mission to the moon since the 1970s. Efforts through the Artemis Project are well underway, with the goal to step foot on the lunar surface before the end of Trump's second term. How ironic. Five voyages are planned for the overall Artemis mission, with specific goals set for each trip. This being a list of those voyages, with Artemis 1 being a flight with no crew tests, and then Artemis 2 sending a crew around the moon and back to Earth. Then you have the Space Reactor 1 Freedom, which will be the first nuclear-powered interplanetary spacecraft. Welcome to the future, ladies and gentlemen, and to the Galactic Federation. Goal is to demonstrate advanced nuclear electric propulsion in deep space, and it's starting to sound a lot like the plot to the 100. But once it reaches the Red Planet, the SR-1 Freedom mission will deploy three helicopters roughly the same size as NASA's groundbreaking Ingenuity to continue exploring the Red Planet.
Continue exploring.
But the agency has high hopes for its nuclear-powered mission, claiming that it will establish flight heritage nuclear hardware, set regulatory and launch precedent, and activate the industrial base for future fission-powered systems across propulsion surface and long-duration missions.
I wanted to point this key part out, though, right? The idea behind using nuclear fission to reach the deserted planet has been around since at least the 1950s. But
turning the flashy concept into reality could prove challenging. For one, NASA will need to source enriched uranium to give its rocket the best chance of success, which is easier said than done.
Boy, I called that
a very beginning. But put simply, like it says, there are two core types of nuclear propulsion being developed. Nuclear thermal propulsion involves using a fission reactor using uranium to heat up extremely cold liquid propellant, such as a store of hydrogen, and releasing the hot gas out of a nozzle to generate thrust. But this part, a nuclear electric rocket like NASA's SR-1 Freedom mission, how ironic for it to have a name like that, also involves splitting atoms using a reactor, but using the power to drive an ion thrust or other method of electric propulsion instead. We're on some real Star Wars, Star Trek type now, people. That is if we actually make it, and if, you know, that is even that to begin with. Who really knows? Don't ask for my opinion, because I don't have one anymore.
That video came from Beauty Merked, and $20 billion for what? When are we going to go ahead and start realizing that NASA is pretty much nothing more than a money laundering organization? I do not know anybody personally that trusts or believes NASA, and you all know by now that I do not. But in any case, thank you so much for watching. If you like this channel and you want to see more, please subscribe. If you're already subscribed, please like, as any engagement does help the channel grow. Once again, thank you so much for your support.